USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled unanimously on Wednesday that the Constitution's ban on excessive fines applies to the states, an outcome that could help efforts to rein in police seizures of property from criminal suspects. The nurse who says she was in love with Patrick Frazee is giving details on how he allegedly killed his fiance. Prosecutor Jennifer Veman describes Idaho resident Chris O'Kenney's testimony.
November 22nd, Thanksgiving, Patrick kills Kelsey in a horrific manner with a bat in the back of the head as Kelsey is sniffing candles with a blindfold over her eyes.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont wants his state to become the first to levy an extra tax on sugary drinks and sodas. The Democratic governor rolled out his budget on Tuesday, which would impose a new 1.5 cent per ounce tax on sugar-sweetened beverages. This is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive-over mower deck in no time, so you can haul gravel, cut grass, or do any job in between. Because when things just click, work just gets done. And now get a 1 Series for just $99 a month at your nearest participating John Deere dealer. Nothing runs like a Deere. Run with us. Search John Deere 1 Series for more. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Volunteers, including some church groups, may be used to get humanitarian aid into Venezuela. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
State Department Deputy Spokesperson Robert Palladino says the U.S. is committed to get food, water, and medical supplies to Venezuelans despite what is going on with the Maduro regime.
Millions of Venezuelans are starving and suffering, frankly. While a small handful at the top of the Maduro regime continue to plunder the nation into poverty and death.
Palladino called on those individuals to think of their own people and to think of their own futures. I'm John Clemens.
Thousands of flights at airports across America are grounded ahead of a large winter storm. As of early Wednesday, nearly 1,000 flights have been canceled. The areas hardest hit include Washington, D.C., Baltimore, Chicago, and Philadelphia. Lawmakers in Oregon are proposing that 16 be the voting age. If the bill is approved, it would show up on 2020 ballots. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Police are warning parents about what they say is a new, risky social media challenge. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's called the 48-hour challenge. It encourages teenagers to stage disappearances for up to 2 days, as in 48 hours. As mentions of their disappearance spread on social media, they rack up points for the longer they stay away from home. Authorities say the challenge can distract law enforcement agencies from helping people who are actually in trouble. Police and sheriff's departments are asking parents to explain to their kids why reporting fake disappearances is a dangerous thing to do. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Just after the death of a sailor who was photographed kissing a woman in Times Square at the end of World War II, someone vandalized a statue commemorating the iconic picture. USA Radio Network's Wendy King reports.
Only 2 days after George Mendoza died in Rhode Island, Sarasota police say they're looking for whoever spray-painted the words, "Me Too," on the left leg of the nurse he was shown kissing. The statue exactly recreates the moment in Times Square. Investigators say there were no witnesses or any surveillance video. The kiss itself was a spontaneous act that celebrated the end of the war. The statue has been a Sarasota landmark for a decade.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.